Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room in Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Benjamin Kelly back with you courtside here at the Auxiliary Gymnasium at Fayetteville High. The final day of the Bulldog Classic this morning as the Lady Bombers look to get out of Northwest Arkansas with a win. Well, right now, all so good for Mountain Home. It is 15-1 at the end of one quarter. Hannah Pfeiffer has done most of the damage, mostly behind the three-point line. She's got 11 points and three triples made. 2 points for Madeline Collins coming from the charity stripe. And Emma Martin had a field goal as well. So those are your scoring leaders through one quarter. And Mountain Home will begin with the basketball as Kyra Penn fires up a jump shot from 14 feet out. It goes off the heel of the iron, rebound to Hillcrest. Hillcrest working from right to left, 7:45 to play here in the second quarter. Hillcrest still looking for their first field goal. Right now we got a foul committed on the basketball. Emma Martin went tumbling down trying to guard the pursuing Sarah Hale. They're going to call Martin with that foul. That is her second foul and the team fourth. And so Martin will have his seat. Checking into the contest, the 5'6 sophomore, Leah Jackson. Man-to-man defense put on by Dell Leonard as Hillcrest triggers from underneath. They're going to try to use the outlet pass, and like a defensive back, Peyton Husky knocks it away. Ball goes out of bounds into the Mountain Home bench, and Hillcrest will retain possession. No, they're going to say went out of bounds on... Well, they're going to say went out of bounds on Hillcrest. That's a break for... Now the officials get together. And it is white ball. Hillcrest. Hillcrest with the basketball. I was wondering, too. I thought Husky knocked that ball out of bounds. It was so quiet in here, and I said this yesterday, folks, but it is literally like everybody in the gym can hear me. 15-1 our score, 7:36 to play second quarter. Mountain Home just committed another foul. That one committed by Collins. That's a fifth team foul for Dell Leonard's club. Now ball on the inbounds play, knocked out of bounds by Kyra Penn. The 6-1 Penn is guarding the 5-6 junior Kelly Tran underneath. Tran trying to inbound it again. Penn knocks this one away. Tran tried to go with a bounce pass. Now Justin Gerald, the head coach in his second season at Hillcrest, holds up the number one and say, let's run a different play. That one's not working. Now Tran finds Hale on the near side floor. Hale with the basketball dribbling around, going down to the low post to Johnson. Johnson blocked from behind or in front. Let's see who they give the foul to this time. Foreman and Penn were both in the vicinity, and they give it to... They give it to Anna Grace Foreman, her first, and that's the team six. So Johnson, who has the only points of the day for Hillcrest, will head to the free throw line. She's 1-for-2. The first one is good. And it is now 15-2. Anna Pfeiffer coming off the bench. Looks like she'll head over to the scorer's table and check in as the next one is left short by Johnson. So at the 7:26 mark, second quarter, it is Mountain Home 15, Hillcrest 2. Collins with the basketball. Free throw line extended far side. Husky trying to penetrate. Now here's Jackson. They work it back around to the far side of the floor. Now to the high post to Penn. She faces up at the free throw line. Hits it out to Jackson, who's left open for three. She leaves it a touch short. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kelly Tran of Hillcrest. And it will stay Mountain Home basketball, 7:05 to play second quarter. Penn will check out. Pfeiffer's back in. She's a leading scorer for both sides right now with 11 points. Husky will inbound from underneath her own goal. Pfeiffer at the near side elbow. Husky scanning the floor, finding Pfeiffer far side corner, dribbles in for a 15-foot jump shot, leaves it short. Ball tipped around, Collins comes down with it, feeds Husky top of the key, three is off the mark. Now the offensive board going down to Jackson. Jackson pulls it down to the low block and sends it back out to Husky, who will reset the offense. Now she's going to fire a three, it's no good. Ball, long rebound, still rolling, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Reagan Jamison of Hillcrest, and Mountain Home maintains possession. 6:45 to play, second quarter, 15-2 our score. Mountain Home with the advantage in the basketball. Pfeiffer for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound to Jamison of Hillcrest. Here come the Lady Hornets right to left. In transition, Schaefer Cutter with it, working around a screen, dribbling to the inside of the foul line, throws up a shot, it's no good. Johnson with an offensive rebound, here goes up strong again. Foreman blocks it and retains a loose basketball, and here comes Mountain Home. A trio of substitutions getting ready to check in for the Lady Bombers. Collins on the other end, low block. She lays it in. She's got 4 points on the morning, and at the 6-11 mark, it's 17-2. Largest lead of the ball game now for Mountain Home at 15. Ball loose under on the floor underneath. Foreman picks it up, gets it out to Husky. Husky leaking out, beating Collins, leaking out in front. Now Collins finding a cutting Pfeiffer who bobbled the pass. Ball still rolling around and out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And so Hillcrest has the basketball. Three substitutions checking in. Emma Martin playing with two fouls is in, along with Riley Walker and Kyra Pinn. They are joining Peyton Husky and Hannah Pfeiffer. So Foreman, Collins, and Jackson all on the bench now. 5:48 to play, second quarter, 17-2 our score. Mountain Home with the advantage, playing defense right now. This is Conlon, dribbling to the right wing. And they're going to call a foul on Hannah Pfeiffer, and that's going to be the team's seventh, sending Conlon to the free throw line.
Mountain Home foul, number 22, with Hannah Pfeiffer.
First foul on Pfeiffer today. As mentioned, the seventh team foul, Mountain Home. That's probably the one thing that Del Leonard could do without in this contest. With a 15-point lead, his team has committed seven fouls. Front end of the 1-1 by Conlon is off the mark, no good. Mountain Home with the basketball. Walker slowing things down, 5:28 to play, second quarter, 17-2 our score. Pfeiffer feeds it over to the far side of the floor to Husky. Husky examines the floor, now to the high post, out to Pinn. She thought about a three and then gives it up to Husky, who shoots a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hale with a left-handed dribble. She carries it up the floor, all the way down to the baseline short corner. She's trapped by three Lady Bomber defenders. Pinn comes up with a loose ball, feeding a leaking Husky out in front. Husky throws up a layup from the right side and gets it to go. Her first field goal of the morning, and at the 4:58 mark, it's 19-2. Largest lead again of the game for Mountain Home. Tran with the basketball near side wing. Takes it to the foul line, feeds it far side. Free throw line extended. Ball tipped around and loose ball picked up by Mountain Home. Here comes Peyton Husky. Down to the right side, low block. She's fouled in pursuit of the rack and will head to the free throw line. They're going to get Madison Schaefer Cutter with the foul. That's the team third foul on Hillcrest. So Husky heads to the free throw line. Entering this tournament, Peyton Husky was a 69% foul shooter. First free throw is good. She's got 3 points. A couple of substitutions now.
Substitution number 14, Talia Deckers. Number 32, Dekaya Mena.
Next free throw is good by Husky. Dekaya Mena and Talia Decker come into the contest for Hillcrest. They're joining Tran, Schaefer Cutter, and Collin. Turnover by Hillcrest. Husky the other way. She gets the bucket, and she led to the free throw line for another. Conlon was trying to step up to get that block or get the charge call on her. Just got there a tad too late. And she's charged with a blocking foul, and Husky with enough poise at the rim to finish. So she's 2-for-2 from the stripe today as the foul shot goes up to convert the three-point play. She's got 6 points all in this quarter, and it's a 24-2 lead for Mountain Home. 4:20 to play here in the second quarter. Here's Tran, a good outside shooter. She can't get the three-pointer to go. Rebound pulled down by Hillcrest. Mena underneath, and at the 4:10 mark here in the second quarter, first field goal of the contest comes from Dekaya Mena. Makes it a 24-4 contest. Here's Pfeiffer, a long three from the left side. No good. Rebound long, and it finds the hands of Conlon. She'll carry it up the floor herself. 3:48 to play, second quarter. Mount Home up by 20. It's 24-4. Tran a step inside of the perimeter. She knocks down the jump shot. So a little 4-0 run here for Hillcrest, and it's now 24-6 contest. They've made back-to-back field goals on back-to-back possessions. Here's Walker feeding the high post to Martin. With a step inside, foot inside of the lane, she feeds Pinn in the near side short corner. Ball works its way around the perimeter, now finds the hands of Husky between the circles. 3:20 to play, second quarter. Husky penetrates to the foul line, feeds it out to Walker, left wide open for three near side. It's short. Rebound tipped around and out of bounds. Last touch by Kyra Penn. We're going the other way for Hillcrest. So the Lady Hornets have put together back-to-back scoring possessions here. And after getting a break on that defensive stop, they got a chance to cut this thing down to, well, a little bit more. It's 24-6 right now. 3:10 to play here, second quarter. Tran driving and feeding out to Deckard, who has it go off her hands and out of bounds. So the turnover committed by Hillcrest. 3:06 to play here, second quarter. 24-6 our score. Walker with the basketball running the offense, flashing to the high post Foreman, but Husky has it now. Here's Pfeiffer, left side wing three, off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Foreman was underneath, and she was the last one to touch it. Five on the floor for the Lady Bombers. It is Anna Grace Foreman, Emma Martin, Riley Walker, Peyton Husky, and Hannah Pfeiffer, the regular starting five. Checking into the contest now is Cora Shadow, a freshman. And Hillcrest commits a turnover, so Mountain Home with the basketball. 2:40 to play here, second quarter, 24-6 our score. Mountain Home with the advantage. Down low to the low post, looking for Foreman. Ball tipped around, now it's loose, picked up by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer extinguishes her dribble, feeds Husky cutting across the paint. She sends it out far side wing to Martin, who drives, hits a jumper, and it's good. Emma Martin with 4 points. It's good to see her scoring again. She had double figures in every game last weekend, but has been held to 2 and 3 points respectively in the first two games of this Bulldog Classic. 2:12 to play here, second quarter. 26-6 our score. And we got an offensive foul committed by somebody on Hillcrest. I think they're going to get Dekaya Mena on that foul. Indeed they are. That's going to be the fourth team. Check that. The fifth team foul now for Hillcrest. 2:05 to play here before the break. 26-6 our score. Walker, a bounce pass goes to Husky. Husky going down low to Foreman. Foreman faces up to the bucket, just tosses it over to Kaya Mena and scores it for two. That's her first field goal of the afternoon. It's 28-6. 22-point lead is the largest of the afternoon. Now a turnover by Hillcrest. Here comes Mountain Home. Boy, they're doing it on both ends of the floor today, just picking on Hillcrest. Pfeiffer trying a little teardrop runner in the middle of the lane. And she missed it long, and it goes out of bounds. Leah Jackson's going to check back into the contest, the sophomore relieving that of Hannah Pfeiffer. 1:37 to play here, second quarter. 28-6 our score. We're in the second quarter. Ball works its way around the perimeter for Hillcrest. High post pass goes to Mena. Knocked away. Now, Shadow with the basketball, the freshman. With it now is Taylor Townsend, another freshman. 1:10 to play here, second quarter. Long possession here offensively here for Hillcrest. This is one of the longer ones that they've had. Shadow with it, being guarded by the junior Husky. Husky knocks it away, but Shadow able to recollect. 1 minute to play here before the break. 28-6 our score. Mountain Home with the lead, playing defense here. Extrapolating this offensive possession here is Hillcrest. Here is Townsend. She's going to fire a three and miss it short. Good-looking shot by her, but just couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Mena. Her second chance shot is off the mark, and now Mountain Home takes over. Here is Husky. In transition, feeding Martin, and we got a traveling violation on the sophomore Martin, and a turnover by Mountain Home gives the ball back to Hillcrest. 15-1 was the score at the end of a quarter. It's 28-6 now. Mountain Home has really held on to this the entire time. 35 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Hillcrest with the basketball. This is Schaefer Cutter. Now to Shadow. She picks up her dribble. 15 seconds to play before the half, and she double dribbled. Well, it's 28-6. 12 seconds remaining. Let's see if Mountain Home can put together a solid offensive possession to head to the locker room. Foreman with the basketball outside the perimeter, feeding Husky. 2 seconds, 1 second, lob down low to Foreman. Foreman puts it up as a buzzer, can't get it to go. They ran the perfect play, just could not execute. But that's the way the first half comes to a close. So we've played 16 minutes here in Fayetteville. It is Mountain Home 28, Hillcrest 6. We'll be back with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show right after these words. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Good morning again from All Pettit Equine Supply here in the Plaza Way, just down from TJ Maxx. I cannot believe we still have that $1,400 in the treasure chest. But if you want to win that today, use it for your shopping, your Christmas shopping, wrap it up. You need to get here by noon. But business as usual in here today, as they will have the sales going on all day, double punches all day. It's their 10th anniversary and customer appreciation day. And there's all kinds of great buy one, get one free items right up by the register. Check those out before you get out the door as well. And then again, you got to get here by noon. You want to win that money out of the treasure chest. Some of the great sales, they have 15% off the gifts for pet lovers in the store as well. Things like hoodies and socks, home decor. They got coffee cups up there, magnets, keychains. Look around, you'll find a sale in every corner at All Pet and Equine Supply. It's Customer Appreciation Day and their 10th anniversary. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.